the United States should have a standing army like we have. As a matter of fact, there's a prohibition against it. As I said earlier, I still study the U.S. Constitution. I haven't lost all of my historical knowledge. Here's Article 1, Section 8. Here's the clauses that are animated, that animate this. One of Congress's powers. Ready? To declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. That clearly says right there, and in the 18th century, this still would have been true. It should still be true today. Unfortunately, we have a fondness for murdering people around the world with our millions of people, with our armies, that belies any ridiculous claim that we're a constitutional republic and a Christian one at that. No, wrong on both accounts. Now, I want to give you the animating clause here because I want you to have the correct ammo if you come up against someone that's going to spout this nonsense to you. Minister Church, what do you say? There's not supposed to be a standing army. We love our army. Well, there isn't supposed to be one. Because the framers of the Constitution knew that it would lead to a military-industrial complex. Now, here is the pertinent clause in the Constitution, if any of you care. Staying with Article 1, Section 8. Quote, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. I'll unpack that in just a moment. Next power, to provide and maintain a Navy. Now, if you want your stinking standing army, then amend the damn Constitution so that it provides for it. Otherwise, no, there should not be a standing army. And we know it's a threat to the rest of the planet because we keep using it. And now Lindsey Graham wants to create a European army to complement ours. Oh, what joys that would bring to the world. By the way, you people in South Carolina, there is something that got into the water in the Palmetto State. You are a war-like people. How ironic that the first state to secede in the war brought about the War of Northern Aggression, that the first state to secede also would become one of the greatest ironies in history, would also become the state that now wishes to house and to see used the standing army of the Union that killed almost 100,000 of its citizens in 1861 to 1865. Think about that. Let's get back to the claim here. Why no standing army? To raise and support armies is... Now, folks, these things don't occur in a vacuum. They're written in a certain way to convey their plain meaning. Their plain meaning. The Constitution says to raise and support armies. Now, understand the use of the term armies in the plural. What else can this possibly mean other than you would raise an army, it would go and fight a war if you declared one, and then you would disband it. Thus, you would need armies. Understand? You get it? Contrast that with the naval power. You will provide and maintain a navy, one navy. And that no appropriation for funding an army can exceed 2 years. Now, why is that? That clause is written. Conservatives love to run around and quote the Constitution. They'll never quote that phrase, and they'll never understand it. You're warmongering talk radio mafia heroes. There's not a one of them that understands that power. But it's very easy to understand. You wouldn't have an appropriation for an army for more than 2 years because that's the length of time a member of Congress serves and then has to go and run for re-election. So the thought behind it is, if you declare war and you use an army and you sick an army on someone and the people that elected you don't want the war or want the war to end, there's an election that will take place and a new Congress can be sent in there. And the appropriation for the standing army will run out. Or they can be either compelled to reaffirm it, or it ends. So, thought I'd mention that while we're talking about Lindsey Graham's latest effort here.